Good morning. It's a cold morning. There is a very strong wind blowing down off the mountains. It's bringing moisture and cold. It's kind of a wet, frigid wind. It's 28 degrees. To me, it feels more like 10. I've made the turn into the neighborhood, so I'm not getting it full in my face anymore, but for the last half a mile, I've had it straight in my face, and my nose is about frozen off. It's a beautiful looking day. I gotta give it that. It's a gorgeous looking day. Being out in it walking around, not so much. But might be a good day for a ride if I was so inclined to take a Sunday drive. Some things today, in theory, and I haven't actually looked, I need to do that. In theory, Ravenwood is free today, tomorrow, and the next day. The last gasp promotion for Kindle Select, the book is now 3 days, gone free. We'll see how many copies get downloaded. I'm not exactly sure what the utility of this really is, but we'll see. We'll try it out. And then in a few days when the Kindle Select expires, I'll re-enable it on Smashwords. I'll re-enable it on Pubit, and we'll go back to normal business. So I thought a lot yesterday about how I would schedule. And a couple of people have pointed out that I do have a schedule, a book in February, a book in April, a book in such and such. And the truth is, yeah, okay, that's true, I do. I also have some other projects that I need to not lose visibility on. I've got a J.R. Blackwell project that I'm doing. I've got the Scott Sigler project that I'm doing. I've got two books that I've committed to do the audio work on. The first book I've actually sent some samples. I also have some retakes that I have to do for Veronica Jaguar. And then I've got this writing conference coming up in March. I've got Balticon coming up in May. I've got a lot going on. So I really need to build myself something much more akin to a real project plan, I think. And then I figure out a way to post it in my house so that the people know, my family, I call them the people who live in my house, but my family understands that I have work that needs to get done. And in a certain sense, they can hold me to getting that work done. So, I'm working on it. It's coming together. I think it's one of those projects like binge writing. When I get to the point where something has to snap, it'll all go at once and fall off in one long string. I hope so, anyway. So, other than freezing to death and thinking about my workflow, there's not much going on today. This is Sunday. We've got some family stuff that's lined up for the day. I got out on my walk before anybody got up. I'm going to have to make like a grocery run and do some other stuff like that. And, Tara Lee left a comment yesterday about my walking early. And, yeah, the idea that I would go out in the dark and fumble around in the ice and snow and crap. Yeah, I've done that in the past. Before I started this podcast, I actually did walk 2 miles a day every day through the winter and into the spring. I started in October and went through May 1 year. That was the year I lost 65 pounds. Of course, I was starting at a lot higher. I was starting at 220 and not 190. So that first 35 pounds came off pretty easy. Right now, I eat too much, I move too little, and I have to get a handle on all of that. I really need to get back down to 1,800 calories a day. I'm not doing that at the moment. It's more like 2,500 calories a day. And that's that's more than my body burns. So it's not in a good place. Which is why having a stand-up desk is important. And getting that thing set up might be something that I do today in between family stuff. We'll see. But it's one of my things that I want to get done so that the new machine, the new screen, the new keyboard, I got a new mouse. It should work a lot better than what I've got there now. The aggravating part is that I got a new Linux machine, and it doesn't do audio as well as my old one does. I'm not exactly sure what the problem is. It's got a much faster CPU. It has more memory. And it's running a modern release of Linux. It's not running the same release of Linux on. I wonder if it's too clunked up with window management stuff or something. But it has a hard time dealing with audio files that are longer than 35 minutes. Even 30 minutes is sometimes a problem. Where my own machine would take an hour and a half, 2 hour file and not have any problem with it. It would work just fine. The difficulty with that machine, of course, is that it's only got a 40 gig hard drive. So 40 gigs fills up after two audio projects. And what I might need to do is take that machine back down to zero, pull off my email archive, all of the stuff that's sitting on that machine still, even though I've backed it up 3 times, back it up one more time, 40 gigs. I mean, I'd be able to find a space on thumb drive for that, and then purge all the old crap and clear it down so it's only for audio production. That would actually do quite nicely, I think. So, yeah, thanks to everybody who's gone ahead and picked up on the Swordsman of Carn Nebeth. It went from sales rank of 199,000 to as low as what I saw was 4,000, which is, for Travis Gregory, a huge, huge jump. It still wasn't enough to get him up onto one of the lists, but it was enough to actually give me a feel for what kind of list a simple idea like putting it in a blog, tweeting it once, talking about it on this podcast, how much of an impact that can have for somebody who has zero presence at all. Now it's up to him to follow through with that and see if he can leverage it by putting out a new work. But we'll see. We'll see how it works out. I was quite pleased to see it was really an experiment for me to find out exactly how much influence I have with the listenership, with all of you and all of the people who interact with me in various ways. So thank you for that. It was enlightening. It reinforces something that I've been pushing in the marketing idea for a while, the 1,000 true fans. And it doesn't matter how many you have. What matters is how much influence you have over them. And a lot of people found the book and liked it. Now, part of that is that I can't get people to like a crappy book. But I'm also not going to recommend a crappy book. For me to recommend the book, it has to have a certain level of something. Now, it doesn't have to be a perfect book. I mean, Carn Nebeth is far from a perfect book. And there's some characters in there that are kind of cardboardy. There's some plot there that, in hindsight, is pretty transparent, although it unfolds nicely as the book goes along. I think it would actually benefit from having a few subplots woven in and having it turned into a full-length novel. But I'm much more interested in having him take that universe and write the next story in it. So now we know who the Swordsman of Carn Nebeth is. So what happens next? Now, I think is an interesting challenge. And unfortunately, I don't believe it's when he's taken up, because he's now focused on a space opera series that is, quite frankly, huge, and perhaps he'll burn out on before he finishes, which would be unfortunate. It is an interesting sounding scenario, and you'll be able to hear it when the Roundtable podcast goes online. I'll be the second week. So they start on March 1st with J. Daniel Sawyer's piece, and then the following week will be mine. And then after that, I don't know what they've got going. But I hope I get to go back. I think I said before, the sticking point on this podcast, which is really quite a good idea. It's also not the first one. It seems to me I have heard other podcasts that this was the main idea that have gone away. But the idea that somebody with a story idea would come in and shop it. Good morning. Shop it with the group. And then have that shopped discussion recorded and played back as a podcast. Getting hosts is probably not going to be a problem. Getting authors who are willing to take an idea and take it to them and get it recorded using the time delay, having to deal with the fact that, well, yeah, we're booked until April, or it's going to be a while before we can get to you. I'm not sure how much people are going to want to wait for that, or how much it's going to, or how much it won't. I don't know. I've actually thought about taking a couple of my ideas and taking them off to get workshop, just to be on the other side of the table, just for the fun of it. I mean, the next book in the Odin's Outpost series, for example, would make an interesting idea to workshop. I can't necessarily workshop either J.R. Blackwell or the Scott Sigler project. I've just got to get into those two. But there's plenty of stuff that I want to write. It perhaps might lend itself. I need to get another novel nibble up. Deborah's kind of let that go by because she's focused on getting her novels out. But this is the last novel for her in the one every 2 months schedule. She's finishing it up now. It's the next in the Witches on the Way. It's the last book of her second trilogy. So she's feeling a bit pinched about the edges, and I don't blame her. I'm kind of bummed that she's not going to go to the writer's workshop in March, but I understand why she's not going to go. The workshop itself is one issue, but she has some private, personal family issues that need to get resolved. And this is, being away from home for a week with her family situation is a really big deal. It's a much bigger deal than my being away from home for a week. So, yeah, that's the reality there. It's too bad, but I think it's, she's got to make the choices that she's got to make. So what else? I don't know. I got a lot of projects that I want to do. I got a lot of things I want to get going. And what I need to do is stop talking about wanting to get them going and actually get them started. And I'm sure half a dozen of you are sitting there going, yes, brilliant. We've been telling you this for weeks. And yes, you have. So, I'm out of the wind. I'm out of the wind, and now the sun is beating on me. And I'm working up a sweat inside my jacket so that when I turn the corner down here and get back into the wind, it will immediately chill my core temperature down 4 degrees. It's spring here in the Rockies. This is February 25th, whatever day it is. Anyway, it's the end of February 26th. It must be 26, 27, 28. And yes, I realize now that there's actually 29 days this February. So it doesn't go through the last day of the month. It only goes through the next to the last day of the month. Cut me some slack. Oh, I did have news on the marketing seminar that was supposed to happen tomorrow night, Monday night, at Northern Colorado Writers. There was a fee for that. It was $38, and only three people signed up. Now, that's to defray the cost of opening the studio and having me come to talk. Now, I was going to get like $2 a piece or something. It would have been enough to cover the gas to go over to do it, but not a lot more. But that turns out to be the minimum amount that they will charge for a workshop. It also turns out that only three people were willing to pay it. So apparently, unless something untoward, really exciting happens today, that workshop's not going to go, so there won't be any audio. I might do something like produce it anyway and do the kind of thing that I really abhor, which is a slideshare with voiceover, PowerPoint presentation. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. What I might do is do something like what I did before with Movie Maker and take the slides and turn it into a movie. Now, the downside is that you don't get to hear me talk about it. Although, for some of you, that might actually be the upside. You don't get to hear me talk about it. You don't have to hear me talk about it again. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be going over to North Colorado Writers tomorrow. So, on the one hand, boo. On the other hand, at least I get that evening back. Instead, I get to take my younger daughter to go to chorale practice. And that means I take my netbook and get some writing in tomorrow night. Even if I don't get anything else done, that much will happen. So, good. Yes. I'm still struggling with the ending on the short story. Short stories are so difficult. I really don't know why I torture myself trying to write shorter works, because I'm just miserable at it. They take so much effort. They take so much time. They take so much work and so much thinking to make them actually work out well, even half-assed the way mine do, that sometimes I wonder if it's even worth doing. But then there are the other things. There's the Easter egg that I did for Merle Lafferty and Playing for Keeps, where I told some of the backstory of how the cook, and I can't remember what her name is, but her third wave power is always knowing what people want to eat. And so she's able to fix whatever it is that they want that's going to satisfy their hunger. So I did a little Easter egg for the promotion there when she was doing the podcast, and it's actually linked to the PDF of Playing for Keeps. And if you want it, you can find it, I'm sure. Oh, that wind is raw. And the Hidalgo story, I thought, came out very good. As did, and it's not a very short story, but I think The Astonishing Amulet of Aminardus came out very nicely as well. And part of that is that I think Pip did a really marvelous job mixing it with music and sound effects. Not something I would have done, but I think it did add something to the story. So that was nice. That was very interesting to hear one of my works with that kind of embellishment. Anyway, I made it. I'm at the back gate. I've got hot coffee waiting. I'm going to go drink it. Tomorrow is another day, and I will talk to you then.